remarried the same woman for 35 years. And that impresses me, man. I want to be that old couple. I want to be that old guy walking behind his wife going, God damn it, it's hot. Where are we going? That guy's earned his stripes. I like a couple that's been together so long, they can start a fight without talking. She can just look at him. He'll go, don't start that shit, not here. That's love. That's love. They say married men live longer. I think it just feels that way. We live longer because they're trying to save us. Right? My wife is starting to do it to me. Yeah, you gotta lose some weight. I'd lose weight, but you know, don't work out for everybody. You rarely get hot and pretty and funny in the same room. I have a little damage to you. My wife's getting sneaky about it, though. She doesn't bug me about my weight anymore. She's just getting sneaky. She's starting to wrap leftovers in aluminum foil because it's noisy. Now, that's sneaky. I'm out there at 2 a.m. like a safecracker trying to get a piece of pizza, man. You don't hear them coming up. What are you doing? Ah! Put a bell on you so I know where you're at. And it's years of that progression to where they get to the point where they can do it to you without you knowing. I watch it happen down at my dad's house. My stepmom messes with him every morning by asking him a question that makes no sense just to get his blood pressure going. She'll come in the room and go, you want a sandwich, ham, or turkey? He'll go, ham. She'll go, we don't have any ham. You actually see his brain lock up. And then he'll mumble into the garage. Why the fuck would you ask me about a ham sandwich? You don't have any ham. It's like living with a lunatic. But see, she knows she has to do this. My dad is starting to come unglued a little bit. He's using the wrong words to describe stuff, and he's convinced he's right. You can't argue with him, so she got to keep him running on the right temperature. Yeah, I'm sure he's out of his mind. He wanted to buy her a candle for her birthday. So we took him to the candle store. He walks into a store full of people and goes, smells like incest in here. Just pick something, man. Let's get out of here. I took him to the heart doctor for a checkup. He comes out. I go, how'd it go? He goes, how'd they put them wires on my chest? Gave me a KGB. I'm clear. They say you live long enough, you watch your parents become children again. It's starting to happen to me, man. My dad's 67. My son is 7. I took them to Disney World. They are the same person. It's hot. I gotta pee. How much further is it? It's great at lunch. I only gotta mash up one hamburger. Am I here? Share it. Share it. Share it. Take a nap. I hate taking my son to my dad's house because all that tough guy rule shit is gone. No, he treats him, he get whatever he wants. And I just get more pissed the longer I'm down there. My son come walking through the living room when we were down there visiting. He's in his underwear covered in Cheeto dust with a chocolate milk hanging out of his hand. And has the balls to look at me and go, this place is great. Didn't always used to be that way, boy. Here's the thing I love about watching my dad with his wife. A man that's been married for over 35 years gets to say stuff to his wife that a man who's only been married for a couple of years will get his teeth knocked out. Perfect example, we're down at my dad's last year in Orlando. He retired down there, right? So we're all in the pool hitting the ball around. It's a perfect family day, right? My dad is working the hamburger grill and smoking like a man should be. So he's just doing his thing, right? His wife sees this and starts to go. I can't believe you're smoking in front of these brand new grandbabies. This is the most magical time of your life. You work 35 years to retire. This is how you want to spend it, taking 7 minutes of time off your life, not to mention the questions you're putting in the air for these children. You have any idea how selfish you are? He doesn't even flinch. Stands there like an admiral. Keeps working the burgers. He lets her get it all out. Then he looks at her and goes, see, that's why nobody likes you. I stood there in awe. I said, Dad, how long you gotta be married before you can say stuff like that? He goes, you gotta be all done fucking, kid. And then he winked at me and goes, it's worth the wait. Hang in there. It's worth the wait.